No, not yet. There we go. Mr.'s Floor, how you guys doing?
Doing great, Ron. How are you?
Good, good.
Hello?
There you go.
Yeah.
We have to stand really close to each other.
We've got a full house today with Rich in studio.
Yeah, it messes up your mic count.
Yes, it does. Okay, Ben, we need another microphone. We've got the bass for it. We just need the arm and the rest of it. You can handle that in the next 30 seconds? Okay, you're on that. All right, cool.
We don't mind sharing. It's okay. No worries.
That's all right.
I see how fast he jumped off that seat.
Yeah, and knowing that we were standing here through that whole break too, you know, it's just okay. See, now he's just covering his ears up.
Well, he already brought them in. They're over there. You just haven't installed them.
Ah, it's my fault. Yeah.
Yep.
See. Okay. Excellent. All right. So we're gonna do a Facebook Live bit here. And I'm going to hit on the go live right now. You ready?
Yes.
Facebook
so what's
live.
Our topic
Three, two,
today, guys?
One. What are Bam, we're live. There
All
you
right.
go.
What are we going to talk about today?
We're going to talk about decorative polymers.
Decorative polymers?
Decorative polymers.
You mean...
you don't get many of those.
Concrete floor paint? Concrete floor paint?
Not exactly.
No?
No.
What is it?
It's a decorative polymer. It's a new age epoxy. So it's something that's actually not going to flake off. It's not like what you buy at a big box store that
it comes in a bottle, right? It just comes in a bottle. You pour it on there, boom, done.
Well, everything comes in a bottle. It's just a different bottle.
Oh, okay.
So
all right.
Go ahead and.
Yeah, I'll play Vanna.
Oh, you're going to play Vanna? Okay.
I'll play Vanna.
So. We are going to talk about different things. We do this a lot. Oh, are you ready?
It's ending. It canceled. It kicked us off already.
Of course.
That's okay. It's radio.
Yeah. Okay,
well,
so go to your first one.
What a polymer is. Are you talking about painting?
Not exactly. So these are products that go down as a liquid on top of concrete, and they're absorbed by the concrete. And what the purpose of this really is to create a very, very durable surface, not only for wear resistance, but also water resistance. And I know you were talking earlier about all the flooding going on in the area.
Right.
So our phone really starts to ring this time of the year for these types of products, because you can fully submerge this floor and really just take a shop vac, a wet vac to it, you know, give the water off, and you're basically done. But these are unbelievably durable floors. They come out of the food processing and industrial industry. You can water shock them at unbelievable temperatures. They never peel. Unbelievably durable.
That's a cement floor.
This would be a cement floor, yes.
And?
Concrete.
What's the difference?
Cement's an ingredient in concrete.
Okay, that's a concrete
floor. Welcome to Chicago.
Wait, I think there was an eye roll. There was an eye roll there.
So all the people who have unfinished basements, they have a concrete floor.
Correct.
And that's what's cracking and...
Well, not so much cracking.
Leaking.
But if you have a carpet on top of your concrete floor in the basement and you flood it, that carpet has to come out.
Mm-hmm.
If you had this in an area rug, for example, well, you take the area rug, you roll it up. Put it above grade, right? Dry it out conceivably.
Right.
Take a shop vac, get the water off this surface, and basically put your rug back.
Yeah, you just squeegee that
That's
off.
Just
exactly.
A really, really nice finish. I don't know that I've ever seen.
That looks slippery, though.
But you would
see it's how it's shiny? That looks like it'd be really slippery.
So this doesn't have any aggregate in it, but we can actually make this as grippy as we want. I mean, we can make this feel like sandpaper if we wanted to.
Grippy.
And we've done some auto body shops where they're spilling oil and paint and grease on the floor, dropping wrenches on it, and we can make this thing literally like sandpaper, and they'll just hose it off, squeegee it off, and it's absolutely perfect. Nothing can really stick to the surface.
Yeah, they are hugely chemical resistant and all that. Like you said, I mean, huge industrial and commercial and kitchen applications. It's great stuff.
So flip that back over so we
can
see.
So we actually have different sheens. So the front is actually a semi-gloss, okay? But on the back, we actually have a satin and a matte finish as well. So you can do it in different sheens. So
and there, you can start to see the texture on that.
Right. And no Facebook Live would be okay if we don't show gunmetal gray, because we know Ron loves gunmetal gray.
Ugh.
See? So we have it in a lot of different colors that we can do this in.
Now, is that one, I know you said it's a polymer, but is that more like a roll-on epoxy, or is it still more of a urea base? You know, it's a little stronger than a regular epoxy, I would imagine.
Right. So the ureas actually come on top as top coats. So we can urethane them. We can urea over the top, depending on if we're looking for color, consistency. Or
isn't urea pee?
No!
I'm not kidding. Urea is pee. I'm going to look it
Rich?
Up right now.
No. Urea not even going there.
Is urine. Yes, it is.
Whatever.
Urea is a waste product that's excreted by the kidneys when you urinate.
Perfect. And if it gets on the polymer, you just squeegee it off.
Yes.
Is urea made from urine?
No,
I'm gonna.
No.
Hey, Robbie, I want to show you a really fun one. Look at this one.
Yes.
Whoa.
So
this was actually a sample that we created for a local, a fairly well-known hot dog and hamburger place here in Skokie.
So what he's displaying there, since for those that are actually listening and not watching, it's a chip coat floor in
red?
Looks like red, white, and black.
Yeah. Which are their corporate colors, and it worked beautifully with their decor. We created this specifically for them, and they were looking for something very, very durable. They were initially going to go with ceramic tile, and we said, well, you know, ceramic tile is great, but what about this? Completely seamless, so just a completely seamless floor, very easy to clean. You can imagine the grease and everything that gets spilled in this restaurant.
Right.
And it worked with their decor. What's nice is we can typically customize these colors if we needed to for, you know, for certain purposes. And in this case, we have the red, black, and white, which are their corporate colors. And it's a forever floor. I mean, this floor requires no maintenance. It's water sort of...
don't have to worry about cleaning the grout.
Yeah, absolutely. There is no grout. It's fully seamless. They will literally take a hose of this thing at night and squeegee it off, and it's done.
Right.
It's
so beautiful. Could you do that up the walls, too, like a foot or so that way it's all hose, hose the whole place down?
So we can create an integral cove, so we can go from the horizontal surface and then vertically up as high as we want, conceivably. And what's nice is you don't have that seam where the wall and the floor meet, and there's no edge there. So, again, if you're hosing this thing down, you just wipe the floor.
Now, again, we were talking before the show started, or before they came on this segment, that chip coat floor, you know, at first glance, it looks like something you might see in a box store with the bags and all that. This is a completely different animal, and it is a lot more expensive than your regular epoxy with broadcast chips. That is called a chip coat, and that stuff is the best.
All right, I'm sorry. I like what we're doing, but you guys are talking here, okay? Listeners are here. Me, I'm here. I'm very interested in this for somebody who has an unfinished basement. And you guys are talking chip coat and epoxy and expensive and unexpensive. And bring it down, people. Bring it down.
What you want?
What you want it to?
Okay, again,
we want it to Robbie's
let's
level.
Say you have a basement and the concrete is cracked and it's leaking. First, you have to have a waterproofer come in, or you guys just cover this up. Let's talk like basics. What do we do to have this beautiful floor?
Step one.
Step one is get the water off the concrete.
Okay.
Step two is fix what's causing the water. So if you have cracks in your foundation, you want to get that all taken care of prior to us doing anything. Okay. Cracks in the floor, we'll actually V-cut and put a weld over it to make it more seamless. Okay. So you're not going to see those cracks.
Quack.
Caulking. It's not exactly caulk.
I know.
All I know is your caulk
gun. She wants to get it down here to layman's term. It's like a caulk.
All I know is your caulk gun faces down. Whatever.
No,
the tubes when you store them.
The tip. Caulk tip.
The tips go down.
Tips down. Yeah.
Hold that thought.
So all
the tips go down.
So all of you on, we're going to go, going to stay live on Facebook right now. So through the break, we're going to stay live. So you can tune in on Facebook Live, and we're going to keep going. Otherwise, we'll talk to you in 3 minutes.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that stud finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590. And get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at Mr. mightyhouse.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net. TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Follow us on Facebook, and you can watch us live right now. Just go to Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And if you've got flooring questions...
Robbie, you missed your mark there.
.com.
And if you've got flooring questions, you can give us a call here in this next segment, too, because we've got Mr.'s Floor, these guys right over here, Aaron and Igor from Mr. Floor, right
good morning,
down the street.
Good morning.
Where's your showroom again?
We're at 3828 West Oakton Street in Skokie.
Just like around a block from us here.
We can just about walk here.
Yeah. Yeah, if you wanted to lose a pound or two, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
So one of the other things people don't think about is like if you're doing slab-on-grade type homes, you know, whatever, you can actually, before framing, have your floor finished like that. And it's a green way to go because you can actually do many different finishes, different colors, and that's your final floor.
Right.
And it's very green because you don't have the off-gassing. You don't have – it's pretty cool stuff.
So, yeah. So let's say we did that. We come in the basement. We sealed the walls up because we want to seal them first before we do anything just to keep that moisture from evaporating into the building. So we did that. Before we did any framing or anything else, could you guys come in and do the floor then?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And do we have how long before we can start working on it? Do we have to worry about that we're going to drop something on it and chip it or anything
like that? It'll cure fairly quickly, Ron. So, you know, what Rich is describing is actually done quite often.
Okay.
And again, I mean, I gave the example earlier of us doing these body shops and these auto mechanic shops. I mean, it doesn't get more abusive than that.
Right.
I mean, they're literally dropping, you know, wrenches on it. They're spilling oil all over it. You know, we put grip in there and aggregate. It's a seamless, extremely durable floor, but it's usable almost immediately. Once it's done, you can put high foot traffic on it and start using it almost right away. Robbie has a question.
Get the camera off me. Okay. So, thank you. No, that way. Come on. Okay. So again, the quote unquote concrete floor.
Okay.
Options, carpeting, wood floor, tile, this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want something that's going to be inexpensive, but I've done all the ceiling and, you know, whatever.
But
now what do I do?
No, with that stuff, the only downside would be is you don't change your mind so easy.
Right.
You
know, but if you
carpet, you pull out, you put a new color in, you know, that's fine. But that stuff is made to
once
last.
It's down, it's down.
Right,
it's
Robbie,
done.
If you're looking for a permanent solution, you go with something like this.
Yeah.
Okay, but if you want warm and fuzzy and you don't want to have a rug down and we're still talking about a basement mm-hmm. that has had flooding issues in the past, we would probably recommend going with a luxury vinyl plank like the engineer we're standing on right now. Because it's 100% waterproof as well. Now, if you get water, you have to take it up so that everything can dry, but it can go right back down. So there's work involved with the LVPs or the luxury vinyl planks where this it's squeegee it off and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on the situation, depends on what the actual homeowner is looking for, and that's why we'll talk to them. We were talking before we went to the break about the chip coats, we commonly call them full flakes. These are quarter-inch flakes, all different colors that we can do. And when we walk in, we actually identify what's going to be the best product for the client. So if I walk into a home and it's either a garage or a basement, it's got cracks and undulations, so it's not flat and clean, we'll most likely recommend the full flake option, first of all, because the flakes actually make it less slip or more slip resistant
mm-hmm.
just by nature of having different layers of the flakes. Okay. But it also hides those undulations.
Will this putting this down, what's that flat that leveling stuff that you pour on a floor before you do it?
Floor leveler?
Yeah, but isn't there like some name that you call it?
Floor leveler?
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
Self leveling floor?
Yeah, whatever. So you pour that down first, and then you pour this down?
You're not going to want to use that type of a product, which there's actually an epoxy leveling product.
If you say urea, I'm not talking to you anymore.
Well, no, and we've actually, we go so far as a lot of times you don't want a really a hard trowel finish on your concrete because then it doesn't bond quite as well. So they'll either grind the floor or acid etch them.
Right. We absolutely.
The acid etch is your best way to get the bond, but the floor grinding we do to remove humps and whatever if there's, you know.
Humps.
You know, that
humps and bumps.
It depends on the day, that, how good the finisher was.
I do want to mention one quick thing, Robbie. So, you know, you're talking about what's easier, it's really what's most appropriate for the environment, right? Or for the consumer, the application is really what I mean. So what that simply means is if you know you're going to get flooded every single summer when the rains come, then you're going to want to put something in there, as Aaron was just saying, that you could just, you know, you don't have to remove anything. You just literally go down there, wipe up the water, you're done, even if it's fully submerged.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you have any other products, carpet, even tile, you know, those products are susceptible, obviously, to water. And so the concern there becomes, how much effort is it to actually restore your basement?
Right.
There's virtually no effort with this. So you can live year-round on this, and when you get that flood, you simply just, you know, wipe up the water and you're done. We can even do, Aaron, if you could just pass.
I was going to say, what if you don't want your basement to look like a garage?
Right. So this is where products like this come in. Look
how is that for time?
Look at this. So we can actually now go from something that's very, very durable, which this is still extremely durable, but it's also decorative.
I did ask.
Okay.
Rich reminded me that I didn't ask price, but I did want to say, so of the tile, the carpeting, the blah, 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 where are we price point?
So depending on the treatment, for example, what I'm showing here, which is this gorgeous, almost stone-looking application, this will be on par with a good quality ceramic tile. But again, the durability factor is off the charts.
And there's no seams.
No seams.
Could you do that in a garage still, too?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, we do it. That's exactly what we've done on a few of them. So, nothing looks nicer than your Ferrari or Lambo sitting on that.
This is like a showroom floor.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. I mean, this is your Mercedes, your Lamborghini, your Porsche showroom, really,
That's the thing. That is an expensive, and let's put it relative. It's an expensive finish, but not if you put it up against tile or something like that. But you can go buy really cheap epoxies with flakes that you broadcast.
That don't work.
These are not the same thing. The epoxy that you put down and broadcast a few chips on, you can't have any heat on it. Tires will pull it off or leave marks on it. I mean, it's just a whole different animal. And that's why this, you know, especially the flake coat, you might assume it's the same, but it's not. This is a whole nother level. This is really a cool finish.
Yeah, and this is fairly new on the market. So we've been only doing this for a few years because, again, we're trying to take all the benefits of these polymers and we're trying to go decorative with them, right? So we're able to now make them look really unbelievable. I mean, you know, to
it's
do
beautiful.
A floor, isn't this great? So you can have this treatment, put a nice area rug, and really have this as your finished floor and not worry about water coming in.
And you've got a Battleship Gray over there.
Yes, we do.
That Rich is now showing.
The phone number really quick, 847-475.
Oh, there's a lighter gray, too.
1590.
Yeah, you can have any color you want as long as it's gray.
The color on the...
the brown and copper.
On the Mighty House Live, the color is not coming out
nearly as well as what it really is. But I'm sure you could go to the Mr. Floor showroom.
Yeah, because those look...
And see any of these.
Maybe not right now.
Those look very red.
They're sitting here.
They're all
they look very
red. We'll be there
red.
In 2 minutes.
And they're
just not us.
Five people talking is cray-cray.
Okay.
Okay, they're more... They look more red, but they're actually like a brown. One's a brown and one's a kind of tan
look,
color.
It's,
they're beautiful.
It's urea.
Yeah.
So,
but what we're actually showing are a variety of colors, right? So when we work with interior designers and they're looking for a very specific appearance or a particular look, we've got a lot of options to show them. So it's not just a Battleship Gray. We can get into some of these beautiful browns and reds and yellows and other tones and really offer a nice decorative option for people.
Two-car garage, how much?
Anywhere between $3,500 and $5,000.
Depending on how much grinding and cleanup oils in the concrete, all
that. And in some cases, we walk in and there's
pitting.
There's stains of oil that's dripped for the last 20 years. We have to be able to get all of that out. Prep is critical in this case for a successful application. So we're treating that concrete. We're grinding it. We're acid etching it. We're using certain chemicals to neutralize the oil that's there. In some cases, we're applying what's referred to as a slurry coat. which is a mixture of epoxy and concrete mixes to create a clean surface,
right,
to be able to bond
Felix
to.
Just said, we're open. Come on in. on Facebook Live.
There you go. There you go. You know, Felix is a dedicated listener to the show. I just want you all to know.
We love you, Felix.
And Felix will be in for our shot later, I guess, too, right?
Exactly.
So, okay, so now that one's also got a sheen to it. I love the look. Could I do that in the garage without it being slippery?
You can. So
no, again, you can have
it. Okay, flip it over. I like that sheen.
I love
like the
it.
Idea of it being really clean.
It will be
shiny.
Like an ice rink.
Yeah, so
when it gets wet.
Yes.
It'll be very slippery. So in this particular case, we're doing it mostly for color. But one of the things we can do, again, is we can put aggregate in here, silica sand, basically. And
but you won't have that beautiful.
Well,
it'll still have the shine. You just won't have the slip.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Again, they can control it. It's just an additive you put in the final coat. So the more aggregate you put in, the more slip resistant it becomes. So, no, it's really great stuff.
And this big bruise on my arm, that was from slipping on that beautiful new kitchen floor I have.
Oh, no.
Yeah, a little bit of a little bit of.
Wow, that looks like a tattoo.
And the knee. Yeah. A little bit of
That off again. Show
a little dog saliva on this floor.
Would you hit the corner of the countertop?
No, I flew into the door frame.
Really?
And ended up around the corner. Everything.
How fast were you going?
I was just walking.
2-3 miles an hour.
I flew into everything. I laid there for a while just like, am I okay? This has nothing to do with floors. I'm sorry.
We don't want
slippery floors.
We have to get you some aggregate onto your tile is what we need.
Yeah, it's very slippery.
Yes. One of the funny things, though, is you want to see how durable these floors are, is the fact that these samples they brought in are actually put on an MDF product.
Right.
So if they work that good on an MDF product that's not truly prepped, can you imagine what they do on a good concrete floor?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Can I drop that point. And what would happen?
Nothing.
Come on.
It probably will just fall off the board.
All right, we've got to do another break here. We're joined here by Mr. Floor. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after this. Tune into Facebook Live also.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is @MightyHouse. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right. We've got Mr. Floor in here for one more segment. Clutter Clarity coming up next. I just wanted to have you guys stick around one more time so we can go to your showroom and see this stuff. You guys aren't just doing wood. You do tile. You do the epoxy coating, porcelain tile, carpet. I know, Igor, you love carpet. Talking about carpet, don't you?
Yeah, you know, my carpet expert is standing to my left. Carpet, not so much. Everything else, come talk to me.
So, with all the flooding that's been going on, is there any downside to using this? What's this called? Urea poly? What's it?
Polyurea based.
Polyurea.
Yeah, or we would just call it decorative polymer.
Mm-hmm.
Decorative polymers. That sounds easier.
Yeah. Do you guys do any polished concrete? Like where you polish the concrete and dye it and then top coat it? Or do you still more the top coat?
Yeah, with these options available, Rich, you know, we do a lot more of this than polished concrete,
right?
Because the durability factor is
similar and it's still less work. Because I know like terrazzo is, I mean, I love terrazzo. You know,
yeah.
If you can get it in your house or on a final product, it is really cool. And, you know, you can get artistic with the inlays, the aluminum inlays.
Right.
And you can do something similar with this, where I've seen it done like a race deck. I've seen, you know, you don't have to have that through the whole house. If you were doing a house, you could do that color in one room, this color in another, you know, so you can mix it up. But it's just amazingly durable stuff.
So
yeah.
Can you, let's say somebody was a Ford lover or a Chevy lover, could you put the Ford emblem in the garage floor or the Chevy emblem?
Or the Cubs or the Sox or the
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, as long as we have permission from Ford to use
Their logo.
Their logo. I mean,
I think if it's in a private garage, you don't think you have to worry about it too much. You know, maybe in a restaurant or something, you'd have a problem.
But to your point, absolutely. Because this goes down as a liquid, you know, just as an artist would, for example, do a mural on the wall, conceivably, we can do the same thing on the floor. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just a matter of taping it off and drawing it out and then layering all these different applications and colors onto it. But there's really no end to it. It's all in the artistic sort of design of the applicator.
So what I'm hearing is if you can dream it, Mr. Floor can do it.
Well,
that's what I just heard.
Also,
just
if you have enough zeros in your checkbook, you can cover it. Because
exactly.
You know, I mean, that does more time. The other thing is these things are fairly expensive. So if you got to go buy four colors to do something, you know, and your gallon is going to be your minimum, they don't sell it really in pints.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be on a higher tab that way. But most people that do this are usually more fluent necessarily, but it's not a cheap way to go. But
right.
Unfortunately, we wish more people would just pop for it.
Right.
Because then it's there forever.
Right.
It's permanent. That's
yeah, you won't
really
regret it.
That's really what we're offering is the permanency of the product. You know, and the goal really is to find something that you like, pick a color you like, put it down and just forget about it. I mean, because this is designed to last 25, 30 years without needing anything. And then
right.
the only thing you may need after 25, 30 years is just a top coat.
Just to refresh the finish.
Yeah.
So what about the salts? Because they're not using just regular rock salt on the roads anymore. They're using these other chemicals that are rotting out the cars, and that'll soak into a concrete floor and just start make it spall like crazy.
Right.
You can tell where my wife parks, because that's where the concrete floor is all spalled and everything. Of course, my side you can't park on it. There's too much crap there. But anyway, her side where she can actually still come in and get to it and park there, that's where the concrete's starting to spall, and you can see where she pulls in and out. So what can you do with that?
Well, so with products like this, again, the main benefit, Ron, is that we can seal that concrete. So we don't have to even make it decorative. We can put down clear coats of the same product.
Okay.
So, for example, we had a client a few years ago. It was a large commercial warehouse where they're running forklifts, and those forklifts would actually go outside and then come onto the inside and basically destroy the concrete floors because the concrete floors are completely unsealed.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did is we created these raceways in between, wherever they were stocking their materials, basically these hallways or corridors where mm-hmm. the forklifts were running. The rest of the space was unprotected, but it didn't matter because they had these large storage.
Right, pallet racks.
Pallet racks, exactly. And so what we basically did, and they called us and said, look, you know, we need a solution. We need to be able to do something that, you know, can protect our concrete floors because they're falling apart. They're pitting. They're breaking apart. We came in. We ground them. We prepped them. We applied this product in a clear. And they're running forklifts across it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's perfect.
All
day long. And it's been years. And that floor is in absolutely perfect shape.
Like I said, this stuff all started in industrial, in medical, hospitals, things like that, and, you know, operating rooms because they need to be able to just clean it up, non-porous and all that. And
Yeah. It's
just now that they got better with the colors that it becomes more residential.
And a lot of times when we're doing this, we're doing it on maybe a new pour, something that's like perfectly clean. And what happens to a perfectly clean concrete area, eventually it is going to crack. The product's actually made to crack with it, and it won't start to chip away.
Excellent. Okay, so update on the Facebook here. Mr. Novak said, you guys are all color-coordinated like Star Trek. And then James says, you mean the guy in the red shirt's not going to make it back? Sorry, Igor.
It is what it is.
It was a good run, Igor. Sorry.
Robbie.
Yes, Robbie. What? You're talking, you get the
Colleen from Lombard called and wants to know if the decorative polymer will work in outdoor carports.
Oh, good question.
Excellent question. So the short answer
Excellent
question, Colleen. Thank you. The short answer is yes. We would have to modify the process a little bit for an exterior application, even though there's a roof on it, obviously no walls. But yes, we have done exterior versions of this floor, and we can make it work.
So with the freezing is not going to be an issue then?
Typically, it's not an issue because, again, that concrete temperature has to be at a particular level when we're applying it. But once it's applied and cured, it'll move with the concrete. It's really not going to go anywhere.
Okay, and snow and ice aren't going to be an issue on it
Typically either. Not. We have to make it slightly more elastomeric. to allow for that
expansion and contraction.
And there are modified products that we would top coat it with that can that can do that. But that's all it would be.
Stop making up words.
No, elastomeric is a real word.
That's a good one.
Just don't ask me to spell it. Don't ask me to spell it.
No, but it's too big of a word for this show. I think that's where Robbie's really going.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it.
It's too big of a word for this show.
Don't you spell it elastomeric?
Yeah.
That's how I spell it.
Spell it with an E. That's as far as I go.
It's like small. S-M-all.
Excellent. Okay. So Robbie's getting text messages now?
Yeah, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So,
go ahead.
Ron, just one other quick thing. So, you know, we talk about, again, with all the flooding going on, you know, what are the best products that somebody can put into their basement and not have to worry about it, right?
Mm-hmm. Or in this case, their first floor a lot of times now,
in
right
In some
now,
cases,
too.
Yes. I mean, it's been so extreme. You know, we're hearing not only is the basement flooded, but it's up on the first floor. It's up to the, you know, to the refrigerator. I mean, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So we have lots of different products. And the reason we offer all these different products is we're trying to fit a particular need. Right. So if there's no need or no concern for water, then, you know, you could do whatever you want. But if you're in a floodplain, or if you know you're always just
that chance is there.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so you have to sort of think of it in terms of what can I put in that's easy to maintain and easy to clean up, and it's not going to constantly require replacement. This is that option. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're talking about it today, just to let folks out there know that it exists. And it's, you know, and it doesn't have to be just gunmetal gray, no offense to gunmetal gray color lovers.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can make it into these beautiful colors, put different textures into them, make them anti-slip, do a variety of different things to them, and they're permanent.
Right.
And they're not going to break the bank. And you don't have to replace them.
And my big thing, and I stress it all the time, is this is going to cost you a few bucks. You know, don't. You know, call Mr. Floor, you get a price, and you're going to get a little sticker shock possibly, depending on, you know, where it goes. And again, prep is a lot of that. But don't just run to a box store or a paint store and see the gallons of it sitting on the shelf and go, I can do this for $500. It is not the same animal, you know. And if you put that cheap stuff down and you call these guys out, they have to grind the floor. Now you just kick that bill up quite a bit because that epoxy's got to come off because it will not bond to the concrete like this does.
That's right.
Now,
exactly.
If somebody does have an old epoxy garage floor and it's already peeled up, you can see where the tires were and stuff. You guys can still put this over?
Yeah,
we're gonna
grind the entire area, remove the old, and then put in a new.
Okay.
So, to segue a little bit for all the listeners that may have already flooded or are dealing with that now, if it's in the basement and you have wood floors upstairs, just a little bit, pay attention to those wood floors. You now have a lot of moisture in your home.
Yeah.
So you may not only want to be dehumidifying the basement. You want to dehumidify the entire house so that you can get those floors to settle down.
You'll notice some cupping starting possibly if you don't have a good moisture barometer. That's a good point today.
Exactly.
So, and if somebody's got a lot of moisture right now, they can be running their air conditioners. That'll help dry it out. Dehumidifiers will help dry it out.
Fortunately, a day like today, just to open up some doors and windows and run in the fans would be a pretty good move because it's not very humid. And
it's cool.
Good temperature.
You need to move that air and get it around. So, if somebody did get water on their first floor and their wood floors, is it done, or can it be saved?
Depends on how bad it is. When we go out, typically if it's new damage, we tell people to wait, monitor, try and dry it out, and then we can come back and look again.
If you know, because you can go to the box stores and rental places and get those blowers that'll blow air right across the floor.
If there are any left.
Yeah.
Probably at a premium this week.
Yeah, exactly. A little bit.
So you could get those high efficiency blowers to help move that air and hopefully get it to dry out a little bit faster. I think the key right now is get it dried out as fast as you can.
Correct? Right. And circulation. It's not blow everything in the same direction. You want to get everything moving around.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that air movement is really, really critical. Dehumidification is critical. What we also recommend for people that did take on water in the basement is put multiple fans, multiple dehumidifiers, and also we always recommend, if possible, to section off those rooms. In other words, the dehumidifier will work best in an area that's controlled and contained. If you're just going to plop a dehumidifier down in the basement, stairs are open, stairways are open, you're trying to dehumidify the entire house and draw down into the basement. So partition it, tent it off. See if you can actually create smaller areas for those dehumidifiers to really do their job better and more efficiently.
Okay. And that's
unless you have like a 90-pint or a 120-pint dehumidifier, you're
right.
You know, most of them are made for a 10 by 10 room.
That's exactly right.
Right. Okay. We got about 30 seconds left. Mr.'s Floor, thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate the extra time for you guys sticking around and talking about the different flooring options and the stuff with going on with the flooding here. What's the website and address?
It's 847-674-7500 or MrFloor.com.
And the address for the showroom?
3828 West Oakton Street in Skokie.
Go say hi to Felix.
Felix is waiting for you.
Hi, Felix.
We'll be back with Flutter Clarity next.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.